Hey, we've had an opportunity, just a great honor to chat with a lot of great chefs along the way. But you know what? The guy who always gets the nod, when the Oscars are coming up, then you always think Chef Wolfgang Puck is going to be a busy camper. And he's with us right now. Chef, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What is the temperature up there
in Milwaukee? 12 below zero, and we have a wind chill of about 29 to 30 below. So that's what it feels like on your skin.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's pretty, pretty cold. So then we don't have to cry here when it's 55 degrees, okay?
Yeah, no.
I wish you wouldn't.
Right. If you have a lovely...
In California.
No.
In California, when people say it's 50 degrees, it's freezing.
I know. I have friends out there in San Luis Obispo, and when it's 55 degrees, I mean, they're just freezing. And wearing parkas.
I know, that's so cold. So my son is up in Ithaca, New York, and it's cold up there. And one other son is up in Minneapolis, so it's cold there too. So.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, big time. Hey, yep. You know what? That's the first time I actually ran into you. When the Mall of America opened, I was going into just the ladies' department. My wife wanted to look at some clothes, and there's a beautiful coffee bar in there. And I sat down, and I was looking at one of your cookbooks that was on top of one of the coffee machines. And then you sat down right next to me, and I went, oh, my God, it's Chef Wolfgang Puck. Yeah.
Oh, but that must have been quite a few years ago.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, we're still working. We're still opening restaurants all the time. You know, we open in Singapore. We open in London. Now our next restaurant is opening in Dubai in a few months, so we keep busy. And then we open in all the airports, too. We're going to open one in Atlanta, one in St. Louis, so in Dallas, in Houston, so little cafes.
It's going to be great. And I know that, you know, your menu, you just kind of figure out kind of what it is that they need. Like in Dubai, I'm sure it's going to be a little bit different than like a Minneapolis, wouldn't it, for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think we always make new things. Like right now we are building a wine bar with like different kind of pizzas and a charcuterie station and some cheese. And then can have some soups and some salads. And also a lot of wines by the glass and naturally a bar. So that's our new thing. And then we have a hot sandwich bar also where you can get, for example, a pastrami sandwich, a ham sandwich with Swiss cheese and a horseradish mayonnaise and maybe a roast beef sandwich and a barbecue turkey or chicken sandwich. But they're all really hot with melted cheese in it and maybe a little salad like a grilled chicken salad in it and things like that. We're always working on some new things.
Well, do not forget. I mean, you got to keep making things with our favorite word that you say.
Yeah, we always make some favorite things for you.
Macaroni. Yeah, because when Wolfgang's...
Macaroni and cheese is everybody's favorite. You know, we even make them at the Oscars. And people always ask for more macaroni and cheese.
Yeah,
it's like American soul food.
It truly is. And I'm looking on your Facebook page. I see one of the things that you have listed is homemade chocolate spread with warm cinnamon pretzels.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's one of the desserts we serve at the Oscars. You know, we serve 1,500 people and we have different kind of dessert stations and dessert passed around and everything. So light things, some more fancy thing, like we have a whole thing with caramel, with coffee sol and chocolate malted trees and fleur de sel. It sounds like a vegetable garden. We have carrot cakes. We have a yuzu semifreddo. We have a chocolate parfait. And then we have things like the pretzels and things which we pass around. But that's all after the dinner. You know, first, when people come out of the theater, we have like our spicy tuna tartare and sesame corn. We have the mini burgers. We have our smoked salmon Oscars. We have the Spago pizzas and some Chinese dumplings, some spring rolls and so on. And then for main courses, for hot plates, we have baked potatoes with caviar. We have a chicken pot pie with truffles. We have tortellinis. We have a Shanghai lobster. The macaroni, I said already. We have the wild salmon with ginger and almond. So we have this year really the best of the last 20 years. And we serve all on small plates so people can really eat a lot of different things.
Wonderful.
That is so cool. Hey, and Chef, a question about the superstars that are going to be showing up. I mean, you've got 1,500 people that will be there. Are there any or many that are picky eaters when it comes to eating your food?
You know, they're not really picky because we know what they eat. I know if Ellen DeGeneres, she's the host of the show, if she comes, we know she's a vegan. So we have a lot of different salads and pastas which are vegan, so she can eat desserts which are vegan, which is really easy. We have desserts which are gluten-free and so on. And then a lot of people really love comfort food, so they eat the chicken pot pie. It's always a big hit, and the macaroni and cheese, and we have fried chicken with grits even, so with a little honey on top, but people love, you know. It's just because they're big stars, they like comfort food too. And then we have a little thing from my country. We have small Wiener Schnitzels also. We have some lobster dish with the ginger curry sauce on brown rice. And so it's something for everybody, really.
Do you ever find that somebody makes a special request that night, or they kind of go with the flow and just take what's there?
You know, because we have so many different things, what people can eat, generally they go with the flow. But I remember last year, Ang Lee, the director, you know, he won an Oscar for Best Director last year, and he was walking into the room, and I asked him, do you would like something Chinese or something more American or European and or Italian or French? And then he said, oh, something Chinese. And then I made him a steamed Hong Kong-style snapper, so a steamed snapper with ginger, garlic, and scallions, and a little soy sauce with some rice. And he was very happy with it.
Oh, man, that's good. You know, and now this is going to be coming up this weekend. Oscar is going to be coming up on Saturday. And so
Sunday.
Or Sunday, I'm sorry, Sunday. But with that going on, you, I'm sure the prep has been going on for quite a while now to get all the food ready.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy because so many things are going on. And, you know, I have on Sunday, I'm going to have over 300 people in the kitchen and prepping for all the appetizers and all the things. Like we are making our smoked salmon Oscars. We make 6,000 of them. We make 3,500 miso cones. We make 5,000 chocolate Oscars covered in 24-karat gold, and, you know, we tons and tons of food is coming. So this is really, it's like over 7,000 shrimps. We have 600 lobsters. We have 20 pounds of caviar, 10 pounds of black truffles. So it's a lot of food coming in. And we really start to cook only on Saturday. Like, we make the chicken pot pie on Saturday because we finish them, and then we just have to bake them. But most of the food is actually cooked then on Sunday evening. Like if we have our tortellinis or the baked potato with caviar or the short ribs we make before, and then we just have to heat them up. So,
there you go.
Chef, what happens?
And then I have like 40 people just doing pastries, and we have a big chocolate station right next to the a station where they engrave the Oscars, you know, so that way you get your name on it and everything.
That's amazing. What, you know, you make all of this wonderful food, the party happens, the party's done. Do you get to take home the leftovers?
Yeah, baby.
What happens to the left? I mean, that can you send us some?
Whatever is left over, I don't take home. But we give it to Project Angel Food, which feeds homeless people. So they come with a truck and they pick up all the leftovers, so nothing gets thrown away.
Wonderful. Well, that's much better than you putting it in a box and sending me the
creme brulee. Putting it all at home, yeah.
That's better.
My kids, for 2 months, they're going to eat the food left over from the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be rough.
They're happy with that.
Yeah.
You know, they're used to get fresh food and good food. You know, they eat fresh vegetables every day, fruit, and, you know, we make pastas and pizzas and fish and lamb chops and so on, just like any other family.
Well, there you go. Well, Chef, all the best, and may the force be with you this weekend, because, man, it's always a big order, but you always fill it at the Oscars.
Yeah, thank you so much, and get warm. Stay warm up there.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chef. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Chef Wolfgang Puck right here on 95.5 WIFC, and I could have swore he said hot dog tortellinis. Hot dog tortellinis?
I don't think it was hot dog.
It's kind of like, you know, misinterpreting lyrics, because sometimes he'll get on a roll. He'll never say one food. He always says, I have 15 different things I'm going to say right now.
He didn't say hot dog.
Macaroni and the chicken pot pie and the hot dog tortellinis.
No, that's not what he said.
It's Chef Wolfgang Puck.